As we move from September into October, the leaves are starting to change colors around Wisconsin.
It's kind of the best part of the season, other than the return, of course, of pumpkin-flavored everything, in my personal opinion.
Looking forward to pie.
That's good, too. Well, here to tell us about some of the places in the Badger State to see fall colors, maybe you can bring your pie along, Rob, is Robert Zimmer, garden and outdoors writer for the Appleton Post-Crescent. Robert, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you.
So we've heard that the fall colors are coming a bit earlier this year. What are we seeing so far?
There's not much yet around the area I'm in. I've heard they're going to be right on time. They're just starting to turn around central Wisconsin here where I live.
And when do they usually peak?
They're actually pretty close to the first, second week of October. They start farther north, and then you go south, and they cycle through the end of October. But around my area, about the second week of October, and I'm in the Appleton area.
So you wrote a piece on some of the most spectacular places around the state to check out fall colors. Can you give us some of your favorites?
Sure. Some of my favorites are, I like out-of-the-way places. I don't like to send people to the main big places that everyone goes, but I like Horicon Marsh, which obviously isn't an out-of-the-way place, but people don't usually think of Horicon Marsh as a fall color area. They think of the geese and things like that, but there's actually a lot of really pretty color there. The Niagara Escarpment runs across the eastern edge of the marsh and then down to the south, and that's a beautiful area to visit.
What is the Niagara Escarpment?
It's the ledge that makes up Niagara Falls. It makes up the Kettle Moraine all the way through Door County. It's the big limestone ledge that makes up pretty much circles through the whole eastern half of the state, all the way up through Upper Michigan, makes a loop back down through Niagara Falls.
Now, obviously, lots of people have favorite fall color viewing points, and we want to hear what those are. You can add to this conversation with Robert Zimmer as we talk about some of his favorites. Why don't you join and tell us some of yours at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page, just like Jake did, and he recommends Devil's Lake for fall color viewing. Have you been there, Robert?
Yep, Devil's Lake is beautiful, especially a little bit later. The second or third week in October, a lot of beautiful scenery there. Plus, you get the whole the scenic view from the top of the peak there.
The tricky thing is walking on the bluff paths with lots of dry leaves on the ground.
Right.
I have found it
worse when they're wet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wet or dry leaves. I find it a bit harrowing walking with the kids up and down those. We've survived every event, and the view is spectacular. I agree. That's a great place to see the fall colors.
It is, yep. And there's a state park here near Appleton called High Cliff State Park, which is similar. It's got, again, the Niagara Escarpment runs right there along Lake Winnebago. It's got the high cliff there. Lots of those steep ledges that you're talking about, slippery, but just beautiful as far as the scenery.
So when you're at Devil's Lake, are you kind of looking down on the canopy of leaves?
You can, yeah, from up
you
on
can.
The bluff. Yeah,
that would be a different experience. I'm used to one
right.
of my favorite fall experiences is walking through where the trees kind of arch over, and there's you're sort of in this cathedral of leaves and color. I've had that at Door County before, but it would be something different to have to look down on them and see just the wash of them below you.
Yeah, well, now that you say that, another great place to do that is Rib Mountain State Park in Wausau. What you can actually do at Granite Peak there is take the ski lifts up during fall, and you're actually, you know, you take the ski lift up the mountain, and you're looking down at the colors. That's just amazing. And that goes on every weekend, I think, through the second or third week in October.
You know, one place I haven't been in the fall, the highest point in Wisconsin, Timms Hill? Is that
it? Yeah, I haven't been there either. Not in fall, anyway.
I've been there in the summer, and it's an amazing view, and every time I've been there, I think, I got to come here in the fall someday because you could see a long way. I think it would be probably pretty spectacular.
Yeah, that'd be beautiful. Yeah. A couple other places. Obviously, you mentioned Door County. There's a lot of beautiful places in Door County to go besides the obvious state parks. There's Cave Point County Park, which is a smaller park there right along the lake where the waves come in and create like caves in the limestone. And again, that's the same Niagara Escarpment we talked about.
Oh, sorry, where was that one again?
It's called Cave Point County Park in Door County.
In Door County. Okay, wow. Yeah. So there are, even though we know a general place, there might be an especially, you know, neat, out-of-the-way place like that that people like.
Right, and that's what I prefer because, you know, you're by yourself. And some of the roads leading to Cave Point are just beautiful. You go down these winding roads leading to the park and just gorgeous with the maples and everything hanging over, like you mentioned, the cathedral of leaves that you're driving through.
Again?
And that's just north of... Oh, sorry.
But that's okay. Again, if you have a favorite place to go see these, if you've seen them from Tim's Hill in the fall changing, maybe along the Mississippi, some of the areas we haven't talked about, you can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or share your favorite place to see leaves, or maybe you've got a picture from last year, you can go to the Central Time Facebook page. That's Central Time on WPR.
Now, here's something I wonder. I don't want to put you on the spot, Robert, but, you know, we always hear about Vermont. Vermont is where you go to see great colors. Do you have any sense about how Wisconsin stacks up against Vermont?
I think I've never been to Vermont. I've seen pictures, but there's areas in Wisconsin that either stack up quite well or beat it. I mean, there are some really beautiful places, especially in northern Wisconsin, around Marinette County, up by Copper Falls State Park, along the Lake Superior shore, Door County, obviously. I think we come close, if not beating it in some places.
We'll go to the phones now. We have Jeff in Green Bay on the line. Jeff, hi.
Hello. I was just going to suggest there are several county parks in Marinette County that involve waterfalls that the fall leaves are a great backdrop to the waterfalls, like 12-foot falls and Dave's Falls.
Yes, I agree. That's one of my favorite places to see the fall colors up in Marinette County by all the waterfalls. And there's a lot, like you said, and they're all within walking distance of parking areas, so it's not really hard to get there. Some of them, there's a steep climb to get down to the falls themselves if you want to walk right up to them, but it's a beautiful area. Like, that's what I was going to say, comparing to Vermont. The whole Marinette County area is just gorgeous.
And hey, Jeff, is that bridge closure going to make it harder for you to get up there to Marinette County?
I usually take 172 over, so
you're clean.
Not in my case. But people live on the north side of Green Bay, it might be a little more problematic.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Jeff.
And let's go next to Kathy, who's joining us in Catawba. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. How about you?
Good. I just wanted to say you really need to come up and see Tim's Hill. It is absolutely beautiful. And this morning, I think someone was talking about rustic roads in Wisconsin, and there's a rustic road right up in that same area.
What are the colors like, though, in the fall? I've been there in the summer, but what is it like
absolutely
to be up on the observation tower?
Absolutely gorgeous. I've never been all the way up on the observation tower, but just on the road itself, and then there's a couple of lakes there, too. And so the reflections of the trees in that are just absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like this coupling of water and leaves. It's something I haven't thought a lot. But seeing a waterfall with the leaves sounds just like a little bit of nature perfection for you right there, especially since winter is coming and it makes it more poignant.
All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rob.
Sorry. I was just going to say, Jeff, who mentioned the Marinette County waterfalls, there's also a couple of huge flowages up there where it's called High Falls Flowage and Caldron Falls Flowage, which are just these pristine lakes. They just made a new state park there, Governor Thompson State Park in the Peshtigo River State Forest. But on that lake, you were talking about the water. Well, there's these huge granite outcroppings that stand up over the water, you know, 100 feet or more, and that reflected on the water below with the colors is just amazing. The oaks and the maples and the hickories and things like that reflected over the water on a calm day.
All right. Well, let's get another comment here from Facebook. Susie in New Berlin says, go to Grant Park in South Milwaukee. It has 7 bridges and it's a beautiful walk. And I like how she's recommending a walk instead of a stationary place, too, because it's lovely to just move through and see all the different varieties of trees and all the different colors. It's a fantastic idea. What about Milwaukee, Robert?
Yeah, but the nice thing about the whole Lake Michigan shoreline from, you know, from the border all the way up to Door County is it's actually usually about a week or two behind the rest of the state because the effects of the lake actually stabilize the trees there, so they actually come into peak later than they do normally. So it's a great place to get down there and you don't have to rush. You know, you can go see all the other places and then go down to Milwaukee along the lake shore and still get all the fall color. There's a lot of pretty places down there all along the lake. They have the huge weeping willows right there in Milwaukee that all turn golden yellow in fall, and it's just gorgeous through there.
Mm. That sounds fantastic.
Well, we have a comment from the booth here. Our on-air producer, Cynthia Schuster, says, last year I had a friend visiting from London. We went to Devil's Lake and Peninsula State Park to look at the fall colors. My friend was so impressed by the variety of colors we get here. He says he doesn't see colors like ours in London or in his home country of South Africa. So, all right. Internationally acclaimed leaves here in Wisconsin, Robert.
Yes. And that's because of how our whole climate, the way, you know, the glaciers, everything has to do with that. We have a nice Wisconsin sits right at that tension zone where we're between the southern deciduous forest and the northern boreal forest. We have a huge variety of trees here, and you know, they cycle into their season through, at different times throughout the fall. So you start with some of the ashes and maples, and then the oaks. Well, the oaks actually come last, and then you have the tamaracks too, which are actually evergreen trees that actually change color and drop their leaves in the fall. Those are actually my favorite fall tree.
And Robert, time is running out on us here, but you want to leave us with one more very quick recommendation?
I like Navarino Wildlife Area, which is just south of Shawano. It's a huge area at 15,000 acres. There's just huge rolling sandhills that go up and down throughout that whole area, and you're just walking among these, you know, towering oaks and hickories and maples, and the color there is just amazing. And speaking of tamaracks, there's huge stands of tamarack there, too, that change to a really bright gold later in October and into November.
All right. Robert, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Robert Zimmer, garden and outdoors writer for the Appleton Post-Crescent.
Coming up tomorrow on Central Time, we'll talk about the history of apples and what to do with them now that it's apple season.
We'll also talk to news guy Noah Ovsinski about the top stories from around Wisconsin this week.
And is civility on the decline in the United States? A recent survey says it is, and we'll find out what you think and how we can improve things.
We hope you'll join us for all that tomorrow on Central Time.
Coming up next, people suffering from psychosis used to think the CIA was spying on them. Now they often think they're on a reality TV show. We'll find out why after the news. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.